And if it's cooked with yeast, do you call it something else?
Cooked in a pan and it got a hole in it? I mean, in the bread.
Yeah, it's got a, it's round, it's got a hole in the middle.
What you call it, cook?
Okay. What do you call a round, flat cake that's made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet and it's eaten with syrup?
Flour or cake.
All right. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Middling.
Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf made from hog jowl and hog head and so on?
Call it pressed meat.
Sow
meat. That's the old word, sow meat.
Sow's meat?
Yeah.
Or pressed meat. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Seed.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a peach?
Seed.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
That's classic. I mean, that's a plum peach.
Plum peach.
Plum peach.
Yeah, plum peach with the seed stick.
All right. How about a peach whose meat easily separates from the seed?
Clear.
Classic.
All right. What are some beans? What are some beans that don't have to be shelled? You know, you can bring them in and cook them without shelling them.
String beans or bunch beans?
String beans or bunch beans.
Mm-hmm.
What are some beans that you do have to shell before you cook them?
That's dry beans or dry peas.
Butter peas.
Yeah, shell them. I shell them when they're dry.
All right. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that you can cook and eat?
It's a salad.
All right. This is real good. I'm getting exactly what I want here. What do you call corn that is simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Humble.
All right.
Humble or parched corn.
What do you call a little animal that looks like a squirrel, but he's smaller and he's brown and he has dark stripes on his body?
That's a ground squirrel.
Okay. What's a little animal that's black with white stripes down its back and it smells bad?
Polecat, we call it.
Okay. What do you call a little thing about this big and it hops around on the ground?
Frog.
Okay.
that's just school, isn't it?
What would you call it if it lived in the water?
Toad frog.
Toad frog. Water frog.
No, they call it toad frog.
What would you call a smaller variety of the same little creature that makes a chirp?
Tadpole.
All right. Is this one that makes a chirping noise?
Yes.
Okay. What would you call just an ordinary worm that you dig up out of the ground and
bait
fishing with?
Yeah, bait.
What would you call a large worm that's used for bait? It's bigger than the
earthworm.
All right.
That's what we call it.
What do you call an insect that flies around in the summer and it lights up?
Lightning bug.
Okay. What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and real filmy wings, and it flies around over ponds or lakes or streams?
Mosquitoes.
All right.
Imagine that here.
There's another kind that is bigger than a mosquito, yeah. And it has, sometimes its body is yellow or black.
Yeah.
Or blue sometimes, too. It's a long, thin thing. It looks like a pencil with a clear wings.
Yeah. They're hummingbird?
No, that ain't no bird. That's snake doctor.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, and when he said like a pencil.
Snake doctor.
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud, usually under the eaves of a house?
Dirt hog. Dirt dog.
What was the first thing you said? Dirt?
Dirt dog.
What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Peanuts.
Peanuts.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what? His father. he looks like him, and you want to tell somebody else that he looks like him, you'd say he what?
Just like his father.
Just like him. Okay. If the boy behaves like his father, acts like him, you would say that the boy, what? Like
good him. Boy.
All right. Would you say he favors or takes after?
Yeah, takes after.
What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth but isn't a nurse?
Midwife.
Yeah. Good. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind?